Here you go, Bri. Bring the plates.
Nice meal, Kate. Even though the portions were extremely small.
Sorry, we only had one pot roast.
Guess what? The most exciting thing just happened. Scott Maynard wants to keep all of his band equipment in our garage.
New boyfriend, huh?
Not yet.
Boyfriend?
You should see him. He's gorgeous.
Better looking than me?
He has darker hair. And less of it.
I see.
Anyway, Dad, he's got this rock band, and they keep their instruments and stuff in his garage, but Scott's dad's having this garage sale tomorrow, and he said that if Scott doesn't get all of his stuff out of there tonight, he'll sell it all for $5. So is it okay?
Is what okay? I missed most of that.
Please, Dad, he wants to come over tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, tonight. In about 15 minutes, if Dad says yes.
I thought we had a date.
You and Lynn have a date?
We're going to redecorate my room.
I'm sorry, Alf. We'll have to redecorate another time.
I see.
Mom, can I borrow your pink sweater?
Your father hasn't said yes yet.
Dad, Scott could have called anybody in school about this, but he chose me.
I see.
Please, Dad, it's just for 2 days.
I suppose Scott can keep his instruments here.
Thanks, Dad. Mom?
Yes, you can use the pink sweater.
Thanks.
Well, guess it's just me and my swatches.
Remember the decorating rules. The decorating consists of a couple of posters, maybe a coat of paint.
Boy, it would have been a lot of fun during the Renaissance.
Trips.
Just a couple of more. I really appreciate this. Everybody in the band does.
Well, if you invite me to the next G-Men show, we'll call it even.
Oh, we're not the G-Men anymore. Some other band had that name, so we changed it. See?
Wasn't there already a band called The Doors?
You're kidding. There was?
Oh, but that's okay. There's probably nobody alive who still remembers them.
So, how come a cute girl like you isn't out on Friday night?
Oh, I am. Usually. But, oh, you know, sometimes I like to stay home and, you know, see my family.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm taking up your time with your family. I didn't
know. No, I saw them.
Listen, Lynn, I'm
sorry. Alf!
What?
Nothing, just Alf.
Oh. Well, anyway, I was going to say there's a basketball game tomorrow night, and I was wondering if you'd want to go with me.
Me?
Well, you don't have to say yes. I mean, it's kind of short notice.
No!
What?
No, I mean, yes. That sounds like fun.
Great. How about 7 o'clock? What's wrong?
Nothing. Just a locust.
All right, here. Put this up.
What are you guys doing?
Wallpapering the screens.
Wallpapering the screens is not redecorating.
It's a matter of taste.
Take that down and throw it away. There you go. Take her right down. Take her outside and throw her away.
Kate, I need some advice.
Here is some advice. Don't ever do this again.
No, I need some advice about women.
Women don't go for this kind of thing.
I got the message. I was wrong. Kill me.
Okay, Alf. What is it?
I'm asking you this, Kate, because you're a beautiful woman. I mean that. I really do.
Well, I don't know if I think of myself quite like that, but...
Beautiful and modest, too.
What is it that you want to know?
Like, let's say a certain friend was attracted to a certain beautiful woman.
Are you still writing letters to Connie Chung?
No, it's someone a lot closer than that. Actually, it's someone in this house.
Oh. And you want to know how to win her over?
Yeah.
How about a poem? A woman would love it, and it doesn't involve wallpaper or glue.
A poem? That's perfect. I was somewhat of a bard on Melmac, you know.
Oh, you've written poems.
Never hear this one? Jason, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
Well, I thought that was Keats.
I'll start now. There once was a young man from Venus.
Alf.
What?
I thought the rule was you were to ask before you use my tools.
Sorry. May I?
Yes, you may.
See? You're still in charge.
What do you need the tools for, anyway?
I'm trying to fix Scott's piano. He must have broken it when he dragged it in here.
Alf, you have to turn it on.
Oh.
Didn't you learn about electronic music on Melmac?
Ancient history wasn't my best subject.
What are you doing here, anyway?
Well, I wrote a poem for someone, and I want to put it to music.
Well, as you may or may not know, many people think I am musically inclined.
Name three.
I don't think I have to name names. May I see the poem? Take a look at me and tell me what you see. Just another pretty face? It's very amusing.
Then there's the chorus.
I can't get no satisfaction. Shouldn't that be, I can't get any satisfaction?
Forget it. That's an old draft. Now, let's wail. Maybe something in the key of D.
May I suggest the key of E flat? It's more euphonious.
Great. We need more euphoniousness.
Take a look at me and tell me what you see. Just another pretty face.
That's nice, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the lovely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Feel free to use that. I don't need any credit.
I'll call you if I ever audition for Hee Haw. Yeah, now we're cooking.
Brian to bed. He didn't even wake up when I took off his shoes.
Mm. So nice to have a quiet moment.
I thought Lynn would be home before now.
The game might have gone into overtime.
Oh, maybe that's her. Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Ogmanek. What loud rock music? From our garage? I'll make sure that he doesn't do it again. Brian, I mean. Make sure that he doesn't play his electric guitar, right, too loudly. Or his saxophone. Or his drums. Good night, Mrs. Ogmanek.
Well, I have a good guess, but you go first.
Well, when I left, Alf was writing a song. I think it might have grown.
A song? Oh, no.
What?
Willie, I think that Alf wrote that song for me.
For you?
I might as well tell you this. Alf has a crush on me. The craziest thing I've ever heard.
No. I'm sorry. No, of course it's not. No.
Let's just drop it, okay?
Besides, I know someone who does have a crush on you. Actually, it's not a crush. It's quite serious.
Oh, really?
And do you know something?
What?
Alf is in the garage, and Lynn is gone. Brian's asleep. We're all alone.
I'm not sure I remember what this is like.
Well, may I remind you?
Go for it, Willie. Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Looking for Lynn. Where is she?
She's still out with Scott.
I see.
Alf, we've had complaints from the neighbors.
Well, I'm not surprised. She's setting a bad example for all the other daughters.
How's the song coming?
It's not just a song. It's a rock video.
Alf, you made a rock video?
Yeah, for Lynn.
You made it for Lynn?
Yeah.
I see.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Too much caffeine?
Scott, you are so funny, singing into a parking meter like it was a microphone.
Yeah, I guess it was kind of cute.
And then when you tapped the meter and said, "Is this on?" I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, well, I'd been glad to give you mouth to mouth.
What a yutz.
You know, Lynn, I had a nice time today. That's no joke.
Me too.
I really would like to see you again. Are you free next Friday?
No.
Who's that?
My dad.
Your dad? He seemed like such a nice guy.
Hey, Zitface, go home and make a Clearasil sandwich.
Well, he's a little tired.
How about it, Sequoia Neck? You gonna walk, or do I turn on the hose?
Look, Lynn, I better go. I don't want to get this jacket wet.
No.
He means business here, really.
Look, he may not even be talking about you. Maybe he's watching a movie or fighting with my mom.
He calls your mom Sequoia Neck.
Well, not very often.
Hit the road, Scott.
I think he means me, Lynn. See ya.
Oh, hi. Who won the game?
Alf, how dare you insult Scott?
What is all this yelling about?
I was just getting rid of a vagrant.
He made Scott leave.
If I hadn't scared the guy away, he would have tried to kiss her.
I was hoping he would. Well, just a small kiss.
That's the way it starts. First a small kiss, the next thing you know, they're picking out drapes.
What are you talking about?
I think I know.
Close your robe, Willie.
Oh. Alf. Alf. I think it's time we discussed the facts of life as they apply to you and our teenage daughter. Now, in case you don't know, girls Lynn's age date teenage boys. I've learned to accept that, and I'm afraid you're going to have to do the same.
Fine. See if I care who she dates. Then you could forget about the song.
What song?
I said forget it.
Alf wrote you a song. And he made a video from it.
Alf, you wrote me a song? Dad, can I talk to Alf alone?
Yeah, sure. And in the morning, will you please call Scott and tell him I didn't mean any of those things I said?
Will you tell him I didn't say them?
Hey, get off my case, will you?
I have not begun to get on your case, mister. And if you think...
Dad...
Get off my case. Who does he think he is?
The robe, Willie, the robe.
Alf, can I see the video?
No. I decided it's for Connie Chung.
Are you sure I can't see it?
Well, just once. Turn on the VCR.
Alf, that's just a picture of the garage.
That's an establishing shot. Now pay attention.
Take a look at me and tell me what you see. Just another pretty face. Some clown from out of town who came to hang around and look a little out of place. You say you wonder what on earth I'm doing here. I'm only here to tell you, girl, I may be an unknown from the Twilight Zone, but you're the one who's out of this world. You're the one who's out of this world, sweet baby. You're the one who's out of this world. I'm spinning in an orbit I ain't never been in, 'cause you're the one who's out of this world.
How about incredible?
I can't believe you did this. Nobody has ever done anything this nice for me.
So you're going out with me Friday instead of Scott?
One thing has nothing to do with the other. That's an entirely different subject.
I see.
Don't start ICing me again. I don't understand why you're so mad at me.
Well, maybe it's because I thought we were
falling in love.
Yeah.
I do love you, Alf. But not in that way.
In what way?
In a male-female relationship kind of way.
I see.
Alf.
No, I really do. I mean, I see that, I'll have to understand that we're just friends.
Good friends. Special friends.
I understand.
And how do you feel about this?
I'll get used to it.
Thank you.
So, we going out Friday night or what? Just kidding!
Alf,
You're the one that's out of this world.
I'm spinning in an orbit I ain't never been in. 'Cause you're the one who's out of this. You're the one who's out of this. You're the one who's out of this.